question is asked in halakha, is it permissible for a person to make prayers on Shabbat for personal requests? For example, a person wants to pray for his parnasah, wants to pray to get married, well, different things like that, that he wants to add to his prayers in a personal request at the end of the Amidah. So the source of this halakha comes from a Gemara Yerushalmi that says it is forbidden for a person to request personal needs on Shabbat. The reason being because when he starts to remember his personal needs, he remembers his troubles, and it causes his Shabbat to be a little burdensome, and he becomes preoccupied with his problems. So therefore the Gemara says better not to. But the Ben Ishchai has a tremendous chiddush in explaining this Gemara. He says that the only thing that's forbidden is a new request. It's something that you're not accustomed to ask for during the week. But if a person, let's say, always every day has a certain text that he prays for Parnassah or to find his wife or for other person's health, etc., then that was not part of the prohibition that the Hakamim had. For example, in the Birkat HaMazon, in the Berachah Avraham, we say Adinu, Ru'enu, Zonenu, Pannesenu. That's also asking for Pannesah. But since that's an official text, there is no problem. In the Berik Shemeh that we say when we take out the Sefer Torah, we're also requesting long life, children, success. But since that's the standard text that we say every Shabbat, Hakamim did not make a Gezerah on that. For that matter, the Harahaman that we say at the end of Birkat HaMazon, each Harahaman is requesting something else. From peace, to success, to health, to parnasah, but that's an official text, so it's okay. So therefore, the halakha, if a person is accustomed to saying certain things every day of the week, continue praying for those items on Shabbat, and there is no problems, only on new requests. Now the Ben Ishchai goes a step further and says, let's say there's a certain thing that you need, that you want to beseech God for, but it's a new problem. According to the Gemara, seemingly you should withhold doing so on Shabbat. However, he says, if by not praying for it, it's going to cause you grief, and the fact that you can't pray for it, it's going to bother you. So therefore, he says, in that case, it's permissible, because it's going to cause you more grief by not being able to pray for it. So therefore, the Ben Ishchai is lenient on all these cases. If it's an old request, if it's a standard request, and if it's a new request that causes a person suffering or discomfort that he can't ask for it, it would be permissible in that case.